Just before I talk about Liverpool and City, I want to speak to Stephen Beacom, who's available to have a conversation with us, but something else. Stevie Chalmers, who is one of the Lisbon Lions, his death has been announced today, and he scored a goal in that famous final back in 1967. Stevie Chalmers, not the first name you think of unless you're a Celtic fan, but another Lisbon Lion, his death being announced today.
That's right, Frank. Very sad news coming out of Scotland this morning. Obviously, last week was the desperate news about Billy McNeil passing away, the captain of the 1967 Celtic team that won the European Cup. And today, news has reached us from Celtic that Stevie Chalmers, the man who scored the winning goal in the European Cup final all those years ago, he has sadly passed away. So it's been a very rough time for Celtic, and obviously rougher still for the families of Billy McNeil and Steve Chalmers. But Chalmers is a legend, no question about it. You know, and when you look back at that Celtic team, the Lisbon Lions, the first British team to win the European Cup, an iconic football team, and of course they were all born very, very close to Celtic Park and came from the area, which made it even more legendary. And Stevie Chalmers, his name will always be historic. His name will always be up in lights, and he'll always be a hero to the Celtic fans. And it's very sad to hear the news that he's passed away today.
He would be on the tip of the tongue of every Celtic fan. I have to be completely honest. If I was naming the Lisbon Lions, even with the publicity that's been around them recently, I'd be pushed to name two or three of them, whereas Celtic fans could name every single one of them. And Stevie Chalmers, his name would be one of the iconic ones.
Oh, without question. You know, and when you think about it, you know, it was Billy McNeil who lifted the trophy, and Stevie Chalmers who gave him the chance to lift that trophy because of his superb goal that day in 1967 over in Lisbon. And, you know, it's just so sad for everyone connected with Celtic Football Club, because those two guys give the football club so much. And in terms of Scottish football as well, there's no one actually has scored a goal for a Scottish team that's won a European Cup bar Stevie Chalmers. And in British football terms, he was the first to score the winning goal in a European Cup final. So, you know, for me, he'll always be an iconic figure in football terms, not just for Celtic, but in British football too.
Stephen, the way you've analysed him there gives him legendary status, whether I recognise his name or not. Full stop. Absolutely. Well summed up. Now, with regards to the Premier League, I know you're a Liverpool fan, Stephen. You're not always going to admit it, but I know you have a soft spot for them. Mark McFadden, my colleague at UTV, lives, sleeps and eats Liverpool. He's just like the most important thing to him, short of his family. I think, however, that he's going to be disappointed. Whereas 24 hours ago, I would have actually thought that Liverpool had the upper hand before that Burnley game that City played. Do you think City now are going to win the Premier League, Stephen?
Frank, I have to say, I've watched football for decades upon decades like yourself and been excited and been thrilled by it and enjoyed it, savoured it. It's broke my heart on occasions too. But for me, this is the highest quality title race that I can remember. You've got not just two great sides in this league this season. These are two of the best sides that's ever played in English football, Frank, in my opinion, because neither of them are blinking in this incredible title race. They're winning game after game and under the highest of pressure, and it's incredible. And what Liverpool did against Huddersfield the other night and beat them 5-0 was clinical, it was classy, and it was everything that you'd want from a title-winning team. And then Manchester City, under severe pressure, go to Burnley, who have been on good form, and they eke out a 1-0 win with that phenomenal player, Sergio Aguero, showing another side to a title-winning team character. And I have to say, City have been absolutely immense in this whole run, and as have Liverpool. City now are huge favourites. I think City have got two more games to play. Liverpool have got two more games to play. City play Leicester City and Brighton. They will win at Brighton. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Liverpool play Newcastle and Liverpool play Wolves. And I think Liverpool will beat Wolves. And it comes down to, ironically enough, two former Liverpool managers. I think Liverpool have to go to Newcastle and beat Rafa Benitez's team on Newcastle to give themselves any hope whatsoever. And then it's going to come down to Manchester City versus Leicester City. If City, Manchester City, your team wins that game, they will be champions. But I just wonder if Brendan Rodgers has got something to say, because you'll remember that City, whenever they won the title under Pellegrini, Brendan Rodgers was very close to win with Liverpool Football Club. So there might just be another twist in the tail, but there's no doubt that City are huge favourites. And whoever wins it, Frank, will deserve it. And whoever doesn't will probably be the most unlucky team in English football history.
I can't disagree with a word you are saying. I'm just going to bring up one point at the very beginning, or towards the beginning of our conversation about the Premier League. You said this battle between Liverpool and Man City is the greatest ever, and it's hard again to argue with that. But I'm casting my mind back, I think it was 1999, when it was United and Arsenal going sort of toe-to-toe, the year United won the treble. Was that battle between United and Arsenal at that level not equal to what's happening today?
Well, I think that was an incredible title race as well, and because United were going for the treble that season, it was fantastic. But in terms of sheer quality, United and Arsenal both were dropping points in the running back then, Frank. Liverpool and Manchester City have shown no signs of that whatsoever. And the football that both teams are playing, it's just electric. You know, you just tune in and you know you're going to be entertained. They're two phenomenal teams managed by probably the two best managers in the world, you would have to say right now, in Klopp and Guardiola. And what their teams are doing, it's just incredible. It's the pressure, and they're dealing with it brilliantly. You look at the players that they have on the pitch, and like Aguero, what a goal. How many great, important goals has that man come up with for City? And he's fantastic. Like, Frank, normally whenever you reach this stage, there's the rivalry can boil over, and you tend to hate the other team that's involved because you want your team to win so much. I think Liverpool and Manchester City fans are just full of admiration for the other side because of what they're doing here. And I think they're actually moving the Premier League to a different level with the football and with the results that they have been delivering. And it has been an absolute joy. I hope it goes down to the wire, Frank, because this title race certainly deserves to. It really should go down to the last minute, like whenever City won with Aguero under Roberto Mancini. I'm not sure it will, though, because, as I say, if City beat Leicester, I can see them turning on the style against Brighton and winning that 4 or 5-0. But the Brendan Rodgers factor, Brendan's going to love this and relish this opportunity. And Leicester City are a good side. They've got Jamie Vardy. And I think if City come through that, they will be champions. But of course, Liverpool have got other fish to fry as well. Liverpool play Barcelona this week in the Champions League. Spurs play Ajax. And it's amazing to think, Frank, that Liverpool play Barcelona on Wednesday night, and it's not even the biggest game of their season. It's not even the biggest game of their week, because all of the Liverpool fans are now looking towards the Newcastle match. That's how thrilling, that's how amazing, that's how brilliant the Premier League title race has been. And you just have to hold your hands up and say Liverpool and Manchester City have been a class apart.
I agree entirely with you, and I say Liverpool and Manchester City. Liverpool are a sensational team. Stephen, thank you very much indeed.